It's a very good afternoon, good evening, sanibonani, dumelang, abusheni, molweni, bonjour. Welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungu Simbela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator. The most handsome guy in the G-Scope, Muhammad Ali's protege, row like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. 47 episodes in. I don't get to do the show alone. Today, I get to do it with the two. But the one is the most beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. Too many adjectives. Guys, English does not have enough adjectives to describe how amazing she is. Oskumi, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
47 episodes. I'm fantastic. Three more to 50.
The big 5-0.
We have been skinnering on some crazy stuff, and it's hard to believe that we're already on 47 episodes.
I know, right? And people keep giving us attention, which is so overwhelming.
Like, guys, over 60,000 listens, over 8 countries in the world that are streaming us, 4 different continents. We're not bragging. We're just saying, guys, thank you so much for listening to whatever that we have to say. It's really humbling.
I really thought it was just going to be my family and friends listening to this, but hey now.
It's really humbling. And I think it has to do with our highly interactive social media platforms. And we are hoping that it's not going to change. You're going to continue to do that. And without me getting so frustrated, what are we talking about today?
Listen, what we try to do here weekly, and I'm sure everybody knows this, is we talk about things that we all experience.
Yes.
But sometimes do not have the words to express it.
Yes.
You know? And one of those things is sexual frustration.
Okay.
Otherwise known as cerebos. Letswai.
Grof salt.
Grofo dali. And I'm not talking about the pink Himalayan salt. No.
Oh, so in English they call it isolated salt, right?
We're not talking about that. We're talking about that fine cerebos. That one that hits you in the middle of the night, on a cold winter night, and you're like, Mara, how is this my life?
We're talking about sexual frustration, and with minus the jokes and the humor in it, it is an actual thing. It is,
and it's not just lack of sex, but it can also be you're in a relationship and you're not getting the kind of sex that you want.
Exactly.
That can be frustrating.
Yeah, it is.
That can lead to sexual frustration. And you maybe might be the type of person who does not want to end the relationship because other aspects of the relationship are good, or you do not want to step out, i.e. the next week we're calling Uyajola 99.
Okay.
You know, and you decide to deal with it. And
yeah,
that can be very hard and frustrating.
It can be. It can be literally trying to draw blood from a stone, literally. So we're talking about that, and I think it would be a futile exercise if we were to try and dissect it alone for the 47th time. From episode 1 till episode 47, still, Oskumi, heart in the clutch, still has it. Elephants, still.
Are they still on the way?
No, they are. No. They slowly. African elephants understand they are creatures that have a mind of their own.
Well, I've been working on my step.
Yeah.
I've been working on my dance moves.
Zwang, zwang, zwang. Yes. So they're slowly making their way to KZN. They're making their way there. But she is our favorite sexologist and gynecologist. Dr. Zinda, for the 47th time, welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast.
I am so, so proud of you guys for putting this together. 47. I didn't even realize. Hello, everybody. How are you?
Wow.
Hello, Dr. Zender. Dr.
Zender, you know, when we always joke, but truth be told, jokes aside, it's people like yourself that has brought so much credibility to this particular platform. And people, minus our craziness, really then gravitate to all the important information that you have to share. So it is really our honor to have people like yourselves on this particular platform.
Yeah.
An absolute pleasure. And You know, I enjoy you guys. No pun intended.
I'm sure you enjoyed that pun. I'm sure you enjoyed that
pun. mine is the pun intended. Dr. Zenda, we're talking about sexual frustration. What is sexual frustration, Dr. Zenda?
I was actually, you know, when you guys sent me the topic, I was like, what is that in its realest
form?
And when we talk from the perspective of the science, of the research, but even just to put it down to what it would mean for any human being, it's basically a dissatisfaction in your sex life. When we speak about sexual health or good sexual health or sexual wellness, we often relate to somebody feeling comfortable with what they're doing, happy, getting what they want, and in a safe environment, that is. So anything that disturbs your sexual wellness or well-being is going to cause some level of frustration. And I love because Askomi started off by talking about, you know, we spoke about Zai, and that often is relating to people who are single. And that's a type of sexual frustration in terms of you're not getting any. But also within relationship, in the context of relationship, it's highly, highly possible, and it happens all the time, that people, there is a discrepancy between partners in what they would like and what they're actually having.
Dr. Zenda, then my next question would be, how prevalent is it? Because, you know, we... Maybe part of the conversation we'll talk about the symptoms, but how prevalent is it in our society, in our country, in our social context?
Right. So it's actually a very difficult one, Lou, in terms of prevalence for two reasons. One, when you speak about our country and probably even our continent as Africa, we don't have a lot of well-researched in terms of sexual frustration. We do have data, not necessarily African or South African data, that relate to sexual dissatisfaction or even sexual dysfunction. So when we're looking at, for example, things like sexual dissatisfaction, for example, at least half of women, you know, have personal distress just based on their own. So let's say somebody doesn't have, you know, a self-esteem or they have body image issues.
Yeah.
That in itself, 50% of women globally are estimated to have a problem with that. So feelings of like guilt, stress, embarrassment, unhappiness about their sex lives. But also when you start looking at things like, for example, sexual dysfunction, when we talk about sexual dysfunction, that's actually a diagnosis. So whether we're talking about pain, because they arousal, or whether it's orgasmic reasons, or even because it's a low sex drive. And in essence, it's about one in five, which is about 20% roughly of women in particular. So it is quite prevalent. But I want to just say sexual frustration or dissatisfaction is not a diagnosis. It's just a state of unequal hate.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Zenda, like I said earlier, a lot of people, it's not only singles who are sexually frustrated, but there are people who are in committed relationships who find themselves sexually dissatisfied, which leads to their frustration. How then do they, once you've now noticed that this is where you are in a relationship, how do you deal with it? How do you go to your partner and say, listen, I feel you and I are not maybe...
I'm not happy, man.
I'm not happy. We're not communicating sexually the way we were, you know. Things are not the way they were sexually. How do you broach that subject?
Without offending.
Yes, most importantly, without offending that person.
So without offending, you know, I think without offending is always just a personality and a character thing. You can have the most difficult conversations, whether they're about sex, about death, about whatever. As long as you are able to be respectful to the other person, you can always communicate. I think the misconception sometimes is that not talking about or not communicating how you feel or using some kind of or downplaying how you feel is we grew up in that kind of a culture, and that is not okay, because what it has done is it makes people unable to communicate. Secondly, if you're not communicating, it means you're suppressing feelings of dissatisfaction. Now, when we're talking about how does this even come about, to, you know, you get to a point where you're like, I am not satisfied. And I think it's important for people to understand that, one, something we are not taught very well is that your sexual life is your own. You have the most monopoly and autonomy to that. Ooh, and, yes. And you need to stand up for that, not because you want to offend the other person, because it is a representation of who you are. And research over and over has proven that sexual dissatisfaction, or rather sexual satisfaction even, is a huge indicator on relationship satisfaction. And that is why you would find there's a lot of conflict that happens when there is dissatisfaction. And it doesn't necessarily mean that if I am sexually dissatisfied in our relationship, I want to break the relationship. Mm. It is, can we come to the table and this is who I am, this is what I would like, and the other party does the same. And if we then find we are not aligning, and we can't compromise, it's going to be a problem. Like I said, sexual satisfaction is a huge indicator on the health of the relationship.
Do you think, because of our history as women, I mean, in one of the episodes that we did earlier, we spoke about how our mothers were not as sexually liberated as we are. Sex was considered taboo, therefore they couldn't talk about it. But our generation, we are sexually liberated, you know.
Yeah.
But that liberation does not always necessarily mean we can express our sexual
needs.
Doesn't
always reflect, yeah.
Yeah. Do you then think that that might be a problem, that we have this freedom to express ourselves and our sexuality, but we do not know how to communicate that liberation to our partners? And in instances that maybe you can express that liberation, your partner does not know how to receive that information, and he might maybe think, hey,
it's personal.
Yeah, it's a personal criticism on him. Or, Rimara, baby, when I met you 7 years ago, you weren't like this. You know, did you learn this from somebody else? You know, that kind of thing. Do you think that maybe might be another contributing factor?
Oh, 100%. 100%. And I think we've got to be kind to ourselves in knowing that how are we even, I mean, we say we are liberated. I think our policies, our laws are liberating. But liberation, I believe, is also about it's passed on to you. So you learn how to communicate if you were encouraged as a child to communicate. You learn about sex and accurate information about sex and sexuality if it was taught to you by somebody who knew what they were talking about, and it was taught not out of fear but perhaps out of a sense of empowering you. And let's be fair, we didn't get that. And like I'm always very surprise, because we see a lot of, you know, in the media there's a lot of hullabaloo about liberation, but when you actually go behind closed doors in people's personal relationships, where you actually have to play out who you really are, a lot of women are still, there's still a lot of power inequality in a relationship. And that is because it is difficult to change a belief system that is embedded in a culture that we've grown up with, no matter what the billboards are saying, right? And there is also an element of vulnerability in a relationship in that, look, I'm going to ask, you know, I'm going to maybe be scared to ask for this because I really, really do like my partner. And I really, really want to make the relationship work. So 100%. I think we are moving in the right direction in terms of how liberated we are, but we have to be kind to ourselves and saying communication is a skill, and it is a skill that needs to be taught, that needs to be practiced. not only that, there's a lot of trauma in our generation, you know, generations before us, generation, even generations that are currently, you know, coming up. And a lot of us never get that out of our system, whether it's through therapy. Yeah. And so when you were made to feel less than because of an event that happened as a teenager, as a 20-something-year-old, you already are going into a relationship already sort of like negotiating your standards, your values, and what you want. And I think another important aspect is we need to understand that just like you learn, you know, you're kind of like watching closely, you are very, you know, it doesn't come as automated as after a couple of times.
Yeah.
Sex is like that as well. Communicating about sex is like that as well. Getting to know yourself. We don't take enough time to understand and allow ourselves to grow into our own in understanding what it is we like. So we are often bargaining ourselves, you know, with the next person and selling ourselves short because of all the things that I have mentioned. And there's nothing wrong with that. We just need to be aware and constantly evolved and get to know ourselves. I love watching a lot of women in particular, when they kind of hit their 40s, something snaps.
Yes.
That's just like, I'm tapuning, I'm typhoon ganjal, you know. And I love that because it also means that the more you are brave, taking risks about who you are and what you want, particularly at an older age, you are also a lot safer. I would never want a teenager, for example, to be completely, you know, like liberated.
Yeah.
Or not so much liberated, but just like carefree, because there are cautious things that you cannot know at that stage, and danger zones. You cannot know yourself fully as a teenager. So the caution is good, but not fear.
Dr. Zenda,
we've
all made these jokes, you know. You get a pimple on your face, and then you joke and say, hey, Chumi, kiletswai. You have mood swings, and then you'll be like, yo, kiletswai. You know, you'll drop a plate, and you'll be like, yo, probably kiletswai. My question is there a physical manifestation of sexual frustration?
So, let me take it from a perspective of now we are talking about somebody who is not able to express their sexuality, let me put it that way. And they either because they are single. And I think also that is a myth, because then we are saying that solo sexual intimacy or behavior is not sex, because what does I mean? Does it mean I haven't had an intimate relationship or an intimate encounter with another person? Or does it mean I haven't been able to release? And so it's important for us to understand what it is I want. Am I wanting to be in a relationship, or am I wanting to release? Sometimes it is possible to feel like that because of other reasons. It could be religious reasons that even that solo act is seen or is deemed as not permitted. So it's important for us to understand, to clarify that. Now, on the issue of the manifestation, like physically, you know, like physiologically.
Yeah.
I must say, for women in particular, there's definitely during your ovulation, so mid cycle, you definitely have your sex hormones at their peak, which means your sexual drive, even just fantasizing, is a lot more pronounced. So yes, you may feel a lot, you may be more aware of it than any other time of your cycle. Men as well, if they haven't had a sexual release, whether solo or with a partner, there is definitely, I mean, they've got testosterone that is 10 times more than we have as women. It explains a lot. Mm-hmm. But also they have that peak in the early morning. That explains the morning glory as well. So I don't necessarily think it is like, for example, something like pimples. No, that is not necessarily related to, but in terms of your desire, it does, the more you withhold, the more your desire grows. So the so-called sabaweli, it gets more the more you haven't had, particularly when you want to and you are being hindered by whether it's your own personal decisions, values. But in terms of the sex hormones in your body, they just continue piling up.
Wow.
That is why my favorite meal is the breakfast, right?
We walked right into that one, Dr.
Yeah, Zenda. makes perfect sense.
Totally.
Yeah. Dr. Zenda, finally, how do we deal with this, right? Because you, in this entire conversation, you're saying it's more than just, it's a metaphysical thing. So it's physical, but there's a whole lot of factors and things to then consider. How do people then deal with it? And then I suppose Dr. Zenda, you said beautifully if people follow you on social media, one person asked, how often should one have sex? And you likened it to having various meals and saying that sometimes we need this meal, we need a snack, and we need this and we need that and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
How much is sexual frustration an actual desire of sex versus a psychological thing? Because it seems like we're dealing with a psychological thing. There's some people who say, okay, but now I will masturbate and I'll be cool with it. But Khumi was touching on, you know, but all the time we'll always refer to the physical.
Yeah, physical intimacy.
Intimacy, right?
Yeah.
And how much of it is a physical? That's why I keep referring to metaphysical. Mm. How much is it a physical thing? How much is it as a mental thing?
I think, Lou, it is a 50-50. And I think, you know, one of my favorite quote is that if we don't go within, we go without.
Right?
Instead of us, so as an individual, it's important to analyze self before you blame the next person. So for example, if I want to be intimate tonight and you say, baby, I'm tired, and then I get upset. Why am I getting upset? Am I getting upset because I wanted a release? And the reality is if all you wanted was a release, you can release by yourself, masturbate, right? And that's, you would have scratched that itch. But let's be honest, sometimes it's hard to be vulnerable and say, I just miss you. I want a connectedness.
Exactly.
I miss being in a relationship. And I must say, very often, as women, we often think if I kind of give him some of the sexual intimacy, I will get back the emotional intimacy connectedness.
Oh, yes.
And we get very frustrated when, you know, it's like the so-called one-night stands or the, you know, situationships, how they go wrong is that we often bargain without actually telling the person the truth that, actually, I want more than just day and in and out. Because it truly, that's what you want. You can give yourself that release. And or if you want it in a partner situation, safely so, it is still your prerogative to get it somewhere else. But being honest with ourselves in what do you want out of that situation, and be okay to say, I'm willing to forego the physical if the emotional and the connectedness is actually what I'm looking for.
Mm.
But or at the very least, if it is particularly in a partnered situation, be honest with the next person and say, I'm going to cut Lisa, or I'm on WhatsApp. be honest. And and like I said, if you don't go within yourself, you'll always feel like you betray yourself in you know, every time. And I think most importantly, just learn to ask for what you want, how you want it, and be okay with someone who says yes or no, because you can't tell that and expect the person, because there can only be one answer. Oprah says it well. Ask for what you want, even if you don't get it. Just be prepared. What are you going to do if you don't get what you want? Are you going to stay? Are you going to go? Are you going to sulk? Let's stop holding each other hostage of each other's sexuality and sexual pleasure. Sexual pleasure belongs to the individual. And if we take the responsibility to own it, communicate about it, and be like, this is who I am, people will less likely misread the cues or what you are actually saying. Say it out loud.
Dr. Zenda, this is why we love you.
Dr. Zenda, I don't know why we're having elections and we're voting for political parties that don't absolutely nothing to do with our happiness. If you were to ask me, would put Dr. Zenda for president.
Like right now.
But yeah, Dr. Zenda, absolutely true. And absolutely insightful. Once again, Dr. Zenda, for the 47th time, a big, big thank you to you. We understand how important time is to you, and how important is sexuality in terms of the conversation that you have. Is this is not the only platform that you share your insights. You share it with on various other platforms, but we personally wanted to thank you for always making time for us and our craziness, and I really want to say that for the next 50 episodes moving forward, we really want to probably make these conversations amplified and grow them in such a way that people can then begin to make this a lifestyle, and it must not be a taboo to talk about these things. It mustn't be a thing where we need to censor, we need to put on certain gloves because somebody's going to be emotional about it. Siyabonga kakhulu, Dr. Zenda. Thank you so much for your invaluable insight, and for you to entertain us, it really is an honor. It really is a privilege, and congratulations for being part and parcel of our journey. I mean, this small Anyana platform has managed to, I was saying, 70,000 plus listeners, eight, nine different countries globally that listen, four different continents across the globe that listen to us. It's fascinating.
This is when we say ba 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 ba.
Yeah.
This is where we say ba 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 ba.
I'm not saying it purposely, because it really is humbling to see such a small Lanyana platform really shining the light on and really having these conversations that hopefully are not only stimulating but also life changing for relationships and for the world at large. Thank you so much, Dr. Zenda.
Dr. Zenda,
it's a huge pleasure. Yes,
are absolutely our first umjolo makoti.
Thank you.
Even if others follow, you will always be our favorite.
Lale.
You were our first, all puns intended. And you will always be our favorite.
Dr. Zenda.
So I'll call myself Mamkulu.
Yes, Mamkulu.
Unzumkulu. Thank you. Banga Zodlat. Dr. Zenda, thank you so much. And we hope to really, after our 50th, the intention is we're going to do a lot of live feeds. We've always spoken about it, but now that the powers that be and the logistics that be have made things possible, we're definitely going to be doing a lot more of that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Continue to shine, Dr. Zenda. People need us. Let's do this.
Yes, let's give the people what they want.
Yes.
But they must give themselves what they want.
Absolutely. Love it. Thank you again, Dr. Zenda.
Have a lovely weekend.
We will. We're going to send you our 50th cake. We've got a nice cake. What are we going to do? But yes, definitely, you're going to be part and parcel of the celebration, Dr. Zenda.
Awesome. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
Insightful.
And, you know, we often, you know, one of the things I've learned is sometimes the things we joke about, you know, you're talking about pimples, you're talking about these things are actually things, right?
They are.
You know, and Dr. Zenda, I love it that she dismissed it quickly, right? Sexuality is a individual thing before it's another person thing.
Before it's a group activity.
No, it's not. It's you have to be comfortable with your sexuality. You need to understand what is it that you want. Then you'll be able to easily articulate it to somebody else, and that person will then be able to, right?
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of the time we are so dependent on the next person to fulfill our sexual desires. We're so dependent on the next person to do this and this and that. And we criticize people who masturbate. We criticize people who decide to take matters literally into their own hands.
Yeah.
And ultimately you understand your body, your sexuality, your sexual needs. You, before anybody else, you understand them, and you need to then be able to then express it in a manner that you, the other person, will be able to understand. Skumi?
And I think also people, they reach a certain level of frustration because, like Dr. Zenda said, there's a lot of shame around rubbing one out. You sometimes just need to pleasure yourself just so that you can have that release.
Yeah.
Because you can't have the physical intimacy that you crave or that you want or need. You know, so just rub one out.
Mina, we spoke about this at length when we talked about the favorite sex position. It is entirely up to you, right? If you do not know what you want, how the hell are you expecting someone else's child to do so?
And the reason we had that episode about sex toys and everything, yes, it was sex toys within relationships. But if you find yourself single, and this is why we're going to now have a visual episode where people can see these toys.
And how they work.
It's not just so you and your partner can pleasure each other, but to avoid sexual frustration.
Exactly.
They will help you release whatever that you need to release physically, because we all need that physical release every now and then. But sometimes it's just not possible because your partner is not around or you're single, you know. But that does not mean that you
can't do it for yourself.
You can't have that pleasure. Exactly. You still can have pleasure.
Exactly. And I think
it's just not with assistance from somebody else.
Yeah, and I think ultimately it's honesty, guys. You need to be honest. And sometimes we're dishonest with ourselves.
Yeah.
And we sell ourselves short, as Dr. Zenda said. We sell ourselves short. And who said that obeying yourself is wrong?
Voshora all over the
board. I don't know. Who said so? Because
it is some people will argue differently.
No, but here's the thing. Because those people who argue differently are the ones who are, when they're single, they're the ones who are throwing back. They're all over our social media platforms. They're venting. They're on our Twitter threads. They're telling us what they are not doing, the partners. Then you're venting. Then you become become exposed, right? Because sexually, you're not in tune with yourself. And I think ultimately, for the past 47 episodes, if there's anything you wanted to learn from our platforms, sexually, you need to be in tune with yourself.
Exactly.
Before you can ask anybody else to be in tune with you, be in tune with yourself. Know what you like, how you like it, how big, how small, angle, which hole, if ever. No.
Yeah, absolutely. No, even the damn hole.
I understand. Which where do you, how do you like it?
Yeah.
Because we need sexuality is about accountability. And if you're not accountable for yourself, how the hell do you expect somebody else
how
to
How are you going to tell your partner what you like or don't like if you haven't
discovered
that yourself? You know, so it's, you're right when you say you need to get to know yourself first.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And then get to know yourself sexually, you know, to say, oh, I'm not comfortable with this, but I'm comfortable with that.
Exactly.
I don't like this, but I don't mind that.
Exactly.
You know.
And that's all we wanted to shed the light on with.
Yeah, we've got so many problems in the country. Litswai should not be one of them.
Yep, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be.
There's a make lot sure. going on.
Yeah,
Litswai sure. should not be one of
yep.
them.
Make sure.
Sarah Buss should not be running these streets.
Make sure that you know, so that your partner knows. Another platform that you can really know what is going on is our social media platforms, Oskumi.
Yeah, you guys can just search for us on Facebook. You'll find us there, Daily Sun. Or you can tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Mm-hmm.
Or alternatively, you can find us at our forever beautiful digital home, www.dailysun.co.za.
It's /Mjolo, and you can be able to follow this and 46 other episodes. Once again, guys, a big thank you to every single person who has streamed us, who has listened to us. A big thank you to you. Big thank you to Dr. Zenda. My word. We always joke about certain things, but what we're definitely not going to joke about is the impact that she's had.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
Probably one of the biggest sexologists in South Africa, probably. And for her to be part and parcel of our little cocoon, it's absolutely amazing. And I really hope that you've learned so much, and moving forward, you will continue to learn so much from her. But another thing that we hope that you are definitely mobilizing in big numbers to do, besides voting, is vaccinating. Guys, please make sure that vaccination sites are all over the show. I think in the next 2 weeks, I will be vaccinating for my second jab. I have not felt anything, some type of way. Khumi has done her two jabs. She has not felt anything some type of way. Guys,
ASAP leave.
Level one, we want to remain there. In fact, we want to remain at level zero if we possibly can. And get our country running, get our economy running.
Yeah.
Slowly close the gap of unemployment and socioeconomic challenges that we're facing. But we can only do all those things, guys, if we vaccinate, so that we can get to that somewhat of a normality.
Yeah, getting vaccinated is only going to bring us to some semblance of normal.
Yep.
We can never go back to normal.
Exactly.
But, you know, it'll be a new normal.
Yeah, but a new
yeah, it'll be a semblance
a new,
of
a new normal that would trigger activity in our economy, will trigger growth, and everything else would begin to move somewhat to a normality.
And come on, y'all, it's the big days are here. Come on now, I want a December.
Lalela.
Guys, it's been a tough 2 years. I want a December proper.
Yo, and not see says close to 50 ganja. We want to celebrate.
You know what I mean?
We want
to celebrate
the next 50. The next 50 needs to look really amazing. Really needs to look amazing. Another thing that really needs to look amazing, while we're also going to be doing it amazingly a lot, is engaging on sexual activities. Guys, please make sure, as Khumi would say, keep it strapped, keep it tight, keep it protected. Guys, HIV/AIDS is real.
It's still real.
It is real. Guys, we cannot afford another pandemic.
We just need to be safe all around, you know. Sanitize, wear mask,
wear condom.
Maintain social distancing, wear condom. Don't drink and drive.
Please.
You know, we just need to be safe.
Please, guys. Please.
Like
guys.
I said, I want to see y'all in the streets this December.
Yes. And we want to see y'all in our 50th edition of the podcast, guys.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. We cannot thank you enough. We thank each and every one of you for streaming us. Whether you stream 5 seconds, 20 seconds, the entire show, thank you for listening to us. And we hope that we inspire and change the conversation and the narrative around sex and sexuality. But once again, if you see us on the streets for the 47th time, do know me personally, Lo Mlungi Simpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in Chiskop, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And she's still with Missy Abby, and she's still without a cool in outro, but it's
Love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Always! Shop, shop.